Welcome to No Longer Conformed. We're studying the book of Revelation. In this session, we will be studying and looking at Revelation chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. The end is near. Let's read those verses. Revelation 15, beginning at verse 1. Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous. Seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire. And those who have the victory over the beast, over his image and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God, they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. For all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested. After these things I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened, and out of the temple came the seven angels having the seven plagues, clothed in pure bright linen and having their chests girded with golden bands. Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one was able to enter the temple until the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. The seven last plagues of the wrath, the anger of God, when they're completed, in chapter 16, verse 17 declares, it is done. Verse 2 says, a sea of glass mingled with fire. If you go back to chapter 4 and verse 6, it says, before the throne there was a sea of glass, like crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The difference between these references is the mention of fire. Persecution under the beast. Victory over the beast, over his image, his mark, his number, a total victory. And yet where are they? Well, they're in heaven. It says they having harps of gold. They are dead, but they are called the victors. How about that? Remember Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11, where it said, And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Harps, like the 24 elders in chapter 5 and verse 8, and like the 144,000 in chapter 14, verse 3. Look at verses 3 and 4 again. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. For all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested. Two songs mentioned, the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. He's almighty. Chapter 1, verse 8, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and was and who is to come, the Almighty. He's righteous and true. I mean, that speaks of judgments. God's holy and perfect character demands that he judge sin in order for him to be righteous, in order for him to be true. His holiness and his perfection demands judgment. He is king. You see, listen, reality is about to happen in this world with the millennial kingdom. He's holy. He should be feared and glorified. Go back to chapter 14, verse 7. saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment has come, and worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water. And then fifth, He'll be worshipped by the nations. Listen, this is the one who is about to pour out His wrath. Verses 5 through 8 are a new vision, commissioning the outpouring of wrath. Verse 5, After these things I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened, and out of the temple came the seven angels having the seven plagues, clothed in pure, bright linen, and having their chests girded with golden bands. Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from His power, and no one was able to enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. The tabernacle of the testimony in heaven, the holy place, opened to reveal seven angels coming out ready to execute judgments of God from His sanctuary. Remember the four living creatures? They're back again to give the bowls of God's wrath. The word for bowls is probably better translated vials. It's the same word as in chapter 5 and verse 8, where it says, Now when He had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and a golden bowl full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. This scene connects the judgments to Israel, not to the church. What do these bowls contain? Well, they contain the wrath of God. So also notice that no one can enter the temple until these last plagues are finally carried out. Verse 8, the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from His power, and no one was able to enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. If you go back to Exodus chapter 19 and verse 18, it says, Now Mount Sinai was completely in smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire. Its smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. Isaiah chapter 40, chapter 6 and verse 4, it says, And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of Him who cried out, and the whole house was filled with smoke. The place is a scene of terror due to God's coming judgment. And that's where we're going to leave it. And we'll pick it up next time. You have a great day.